This is Packer and Durham on ACCN and SiriusXM Channel 371.
All right, we continue to stream live. ESPN app, SiriusXM 371, 844-SAY-ACCN is the number for the program.
Yeah.
And Jeff Sims of Georgia Tech will join us in the Power Hour. But we got the best and worst of the weekend still to do. We got wide receiver U, which
will take forever.
Spectacular catches this weekend in the ACC. Really great.
All right. But we have two teams that were preseason ranked in the neighborhood of the top 10.
No, they were in the top 10. Both of them.
Who now have two losses.
Yeah. One's hanging by a thread in the top 25. The other one is out. By the way, I do this every year. When the AP preseason poll comes out, I do the same show every year on SiriusXM 84. We take a look at the top 10. 18 of the last 19 years, somebody in the preseason AP top 10 ends the season unranked. 18 of 19. It's crazy. And you always look at the top 10, you go, well, it can't be this team, can't be this team, can't be. Man, who's it going to be? Let me just tell you, right now, this second, September 27th.
Sure.
Iowa State, you can't be found. North Carolina, you can't be found. And Clemson's 25th.
This year will be a layup, though. Because, I mean, this year's
every
nuts.
18 of 19
It'll
years.
Be 19 of 20.
And you know what? In the last 29 years, every year but two, somebody unranked ends up finishing in the top 10. Just saying. So if you're sitting here at NC State, you're looking at Wake Forest, maybe a little Boston College.
Coastal Carolina.
I'm talking about ACC teams. ACC. Yeah. You're sitting around going, hey, there's going to be somebody cranking that top 10 that nobody was giving any love to. Just goes to show you, preseason polls, absolutely meaningless.
All right. Speaking of preseason polls, what to make of the Tigers and Tar Heels?
Work to do.
All right. Let's start with Clemson.
Okay.
Who now has a division loss. And has to look at the real. They have to win out and to get to Charlotte at this point, and hope NC State loses.
It's why I always talk about why people waste time in the college football playoff.
I understand that
you have to win your division first,
right?
That's how this works.
So
you win your division. If you're good enough to win your league, great. If you're lucky enough to be one of the four, now you're in the full play. That's how it works.
So where do you think the offense is the easy target here? But the injuries now are starting to stack up a little bit, to be quite frank with you. Some talented players. You mentioned this in the first hour. We're talking about Tyler Davis and Brian Brzee out. 2 months for Davis, year for Brzee. Those are two arguably the best defensive tackles the league has.
I think you can make the case for the two best defensive tackles.
So now you miss the core of your defensive front, but you've got these offensive issues that – there's a lot of question if to whether it can be fixed now as opposed to not fixed in the offseason. And I don't think Clemson's had to deal with this kind of concept in a long, long time.
That would be true. Here's the deal, though, Wes. I'm not concerned about them defensively. I mean, are they better with those guys out? Of course not. I mean, you got to have those guys, especially if Skalski's out. I don't know what his status is.
Right.
You're talking about right up the middle, the heart of your defense, right? Linebacker with great experience, two great defensive tackles. I'm not as concerned about Clemson defensively because they're really deep. I mean, and they're fine from that standpoint. Their bigger issue is their offense doesn't hold on the ball. It's three and out all day. The defense is on the field forever.
Right.
And that's what NC State, to their credit, 32 first downs, 42 minutes time of possession, 96 offensive plays. I know it was a double overtime game, but they just played keep away and said, guess what? We're not going to let your offense touch it. We're just going to keep that defense. You just kind of grind them and grind them and grind them. I don't care how talented they are. I don't care how deep they are. If they're on the field all day, they're going to wear out. I mean, it's not a National Football League team. And so Clemson's offense could really be its best answer for its defense by just consuming the football for a while. They are not good enough to do it right now. That is a major problem. How many three and outs Clemson's anemic offense is. When your defense is on the field, again, I don't care how talented they are, eventually they're going to break.
Well, and that's going to become the issue here is if you're going into your depth, and again, highly recruited classes, last handful of years, so you know it's talented. but how much of it is geared to go right now? And that's the challenge that Dabo and his staff face, I think, Mark.
No question. And no, you're 4 weeks into a season. It's not like NFL football where you get a little preseason, go, hey, we got some
or
issues.
Or a waiver wire.
You got it. So, you're in the middle of the stream. Now, what are you going to do about it? Yep. And here comes Boston College, big, physical, tough, and playing with confidence. And Clemson fans know what that game was about last year. BC had Clemson on the ropes. Remember, that was one of the games that Trevor Lawrence did not play. DJ comes in the game and leads the big comeback in the second half. So, I think BC's going to walk in here going, hey, we play at Clemson every year. It seems like the way the schedule works out. We're playing with confidence. Clemson's wounded. They really don't have any answers right now offensively. You know what? I mean, this to me is a scary game if you're Clemson this weekend.
Well, we can sit here and beat it around for the rest of the hour. We're not going to do that, but we will let Dabo Swinney talk to you about his thoughts from Saturday night about where does his team go from here.
The one thing I know about me, the one thing I know about the people in that locker room and on the staff is there's no quitting us and there's no give up. And it's been a long time. It's been a long time since we've been in a situation like this, that's for sure. We've had a lot of great moments, a lot of great times, and there's going to be a lot more to come. This is where we are right now. We're 2-2 with two incredibly difficult losses. Our opener, and then you come up here in a double overtime game. But at the end of the day, you know, I love these guys. I love this team. And I'm proud of their effort tonight. I've got to help them be better and more disciplined, but I'm super proud of their effort and their heart and their just fight to the last second. And again, they made one more critical play than we did. And but we'll regroup, you know. Show up on Monday, get back to work, try to find a way to beat BC. That's really all we can focus on right now.
Work to be done. There's no question about it.
Quick check of FPI now. Where do the Tigers stand the rest of the way? Knowing that no two-loss teams ever reached the CFP, and their chance, according to FPI, is 10% to make it right now. You know, we'll see where that goes.
You know what? Can I say something?
Sure.
You know what I feel about the FPI.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the games. Just watch the games.
Yeah.
You know what? Your eyes don't lie. You've seen enough teams after a month of a season, you go, hey, that team right there, that team right there could win the national championship. Clemson right now, to the eyes, we're not even having this conversation. Mm-hmm. We've seen Clemson make it to six straight college football playoffs. You've seen what that looks like. This year's team doesn't look like that. That doesn't mean they can't get it together and win every game and win an ACC title. They could certainly do that. They're certainly talented enough. Mm-hmm. But your eyes don't lie. This doesn't look like a college football playoff team. So I don't know why people waste their time with it.
Right.
You know what? Kansas doesn't either. Why are we talking about it? You've got to go win your games. Simple. So Clemson's got work to do on the offensive side, but all this blabbering about the college football playoff in Clemson, why waste another second talking about it?
All right, let's show you the Tigers' slate here, though, because it does start with BC. And then look at the little sneaky nature of this. Syracuse, after a bye week on a, I think that's a Friday night.
It is.
Yeah. At Pittsburgh. Ooh. Florida State at home, at Louisville. UConn, Wake Forest, South Carolina. The old November 20 game against the Swiss. Now.
Clemson's role is real simple here. Everything on that page needs to be a W.
Yeah.
To get to where they want to go.
Yeah.
And that is back to Charlotte.
There you go.
Anything short of that is, hey, you know what? You'll be on the couch watching the games like me.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's really that simple. And all this, again, college football playoff talk is the biggest waste of time I've ever heard in my life in September.
In September. I'm with you. Another team that's kind of at a point, North Carolina. Two losses, preseason top 10. Loss at Virginia Tech on opening night. Now a loss in Atlanta on Saturday night to Georgia Tech. Two teams, or two games, by the way, both in the division. So Carolina's chances for Charlotte are really kind of thin at this point.
Even longer.
Yeah, than Clemson.
Yeah.
North Carolina's fight back And the ability to live off the momentum of the week before is kind of what concerns me here.
Well, it concerned me before we got to Virginia Tech. It was one thing we talked about ad nauseum this summer. A lot of hype. You know, this is a program that really hasn't had very little success. Little success. Haven't won an ACC title since 1980. Hey, top 10. Top 10 now. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's big time.
Yeah.
And Mac Brown talked about how are we going to handle the hype? Well, you walked into Blacksburg. Crowd was awesome. They punched you in the face. You played catch up the whole night. Never figured it out.
Yeah.
Now you got some success. You finally beat Virginia. Everybody high-fiving, man. Sam Howell's back. 700 yards of total offense. Mm-hmm. Put a 59 spot on Virginia. Aren't we great?
Yeah.
You go down to Georgia Tech, and bam, it was a woodshed job. That game was not competitive.
But do you think the game, because they scored easy early, I mean, they went right down the field. Howell runs it in from 20, and he looks like a champ. I mean, it's a great run.
When we had Dabo last week on Off Campus, which we re-aired here, he talked about going to NC State. He said, you know, great programs learn to win on the road. Everybody's good at home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you want to make the next step, you have to learn how to win at home. Then Eventually you learn how to win on the road. And then all of a sudden it becomes, hey, this is who we are. We're used to environments. This is part of the process at North Carolina. You can't just go from we've never won anything in 40 years to, hey, we're a top 10 team.
Right.
And expect everybody's going to bow down and kiss whatever the ring is. That didn't happen in Blacksburg, and it did not happen in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They did not handle the hype.
Yeah.
And that is a problem. That's a problem.
That's right. Sam Howell, I mean, you get sacked 8 times. Nothing easy about any of that. And as Mark said earlier, the fact that you couldn't validate the 4 straight road losses as an AP-ranked team against unranked opponents.
That's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's a head-scratcher, right?
No, it's not a head-scratcher because you've been doing it consistently. It's a problem because you haven't solved it. That's what.
Here's Duke, by the way. Winners of 3 straight coming to beautiful Kenan Stadium on Saturday. That's an ESPN2 ball game at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
I think North Carolina can get healthy in the next couple weeks.
Right.
But here's my concern with North Carolina. A couple things. Number one, you already got 2 losses. And you are really playing from deep. You're going to need a lot of help, and you're going to have to go on a run. But when I look at their schedule.
Yeah.
At Notre Dame, I know it doesn't affect your conference race, but it does your psyche. At Notre Dame, you've got the Swiss in a non-conference game. Let me emphasize this. Non-conference game.
We need to mark that on the graphic, by the way.
But look, you're at Notre Dame, you're at Pitt, you're at NC State.
Yeah.
There is nothing easy about those 3 road trips. You've already proven you've stunk so far on the road. All 3 of those will be a test. The Swiss will be a test. There will be pressure on you when you play Miami, because even though the Canes are flying underneath the radar with their struggle, they're still a 0 in the loss column.
That's exactly
and
right.
You know what? Miami remembers what you did to them down there at the Hard Rock last year, where you shoved them into the Atlantic Ocean and buried them. So I'm just – North Carolina, you know, the target's been on you from day one since you're a preseason top 10. You haven't handled the hype. You've been lousy on the road, and you got 3 tough road tests, and the Swiss and Miami at home. And you've already got 2 losses.
All right.
So that's my concern with North Carolina.
I got to clean something up here before we go to break.
What, your blocks in front of you?
No, I don't. It's your blocks that are causing a problem.
All right. People are trying to
I just got a note from a founding member of the Crew Cab Country Club, my buddy Hugh Burns.
Yeah.
Who said, my gosh, Pac's got Georgia Tech 1. No. No, you're reading it wrong, folks. You're reading it wrong.
Don't look.
Don't look.
I'm gonna have to do something.
We're gonna have to cover it. Take them off. Oh, look, the loose ball. We got a ball. Fumble.
Maybe we'll just put. That's what we're doing right there.
Limited edition.
Put the 1 bobblehead. I hope I don't break it. Here it is. Now you can't read my picks. Sweet 16. Let me emphasize. Sweet 16 tomorrow.
Picks up with the bobblehead. We have reached a moment.
That's right.
All right.
That's what happens. You have no budget.
Fair point.
Right.
Another Saturday struggle for Florida State when we come back. And guess who cranked it up on Friday night, Pac? In the Dome in Central New York. The Orange. Yes, sir.
Good win.
Multiple voice of victories for Josh Macri's alma mater. All that and more next.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Hey, kids, get ready. We got a full slate of ACC football for you coming up. Three conference games. High noon, Midtown Atlanta, ACC football presented by Subway. Roddy Jones, Larisha Harris, and I will be in Midtown Atlanta for Pitt and Georgia Tech.
Three handshakes.
3:30, Syracuse and Florida State from Doak Campbell with Chris Cotter, Mark Herzlick, and Jalen Johnson. And then in primetime, presented by Geico, Boston College and number 25 Clemson, Dave O'Brien, Tim Hasselbeck, Kelsey Riggs. Three games, all on ACC Network, also available on the ESPN app.
All three of those games have a fascinating storyline to them. Win or whoever wins or loses.
Yeah.
All three of them.
That's it.
Have an interesting storyline.
Yeah.
I like that.
Louisville, by the way, doubles down on Saturday.
Team of mystery.
I'm not so sure it's mysterious now. A couple nice wins. You beat UCF, and then you take it on the road and take care of FSU.
Here's what I was impressed about with Louisville.
Okay.
They jumped them from the get-go.
Exactly right.
That was a, you know what, we're better than you. Watch this. Bam. It's 31-7. I mean, they
look at
just,
this thing.
They just jumped Florida State from the get-go, and the Noles, Wes, what can you say? They're 0-4. Worst starts in 74. As awful as they were at Winston-Salem, I thought maybe there was a little spark out of the gate, get people excited. Wrong. I mean, they were out of the game at halftime.
By the way, the Stormtrooper jersey looked good on the cards.
Liked the all-white.
Yep.
Sure did.
Malik Cunningham, 264, two throws for scores. Another two on the ground, five straight games with a passing score and a running score. Just saying, cards seeming to find their stride here a little bit. Maybe we wrapped up too much in week one. Well, maybe we got caught up in the opening 30 minutes a little much.
Well, they didn't play well in the first 30
minutes. I understand, but some teams didn't play well in week one, and they kind of turned it around here in this league. Louisville being one, I'd throw Duke in that category.
It's a long season.
It is a long season.
That's why I say you don't bury people in September.
Jayshon Corbin, in a tough situation,
playing well,
is having a heck of a year for Florida State. 11 for 159.
Yep.
Third straight 100-yard game for Corbin, by the way. Fourth career game for Jayshon. Mackenzie Milton's numbers, he threw it 39 times for 248, a touchdown and an interception. Most passing yards in any game since November 17, 2018.
But, Wes, they're down 31-7.
You had to throw it that
You
day.
Had to throw it all over the yard. That's what makes Corbin's numbers that impressive. He's having a great year. And I give the kid a lot of credit because things have not gone well in Tallahassee. That would be an understatement. And, I mean, nobody expected 0-4 out of the gate.
Not this.
Coming off last year and the last couple years. Mike Norvell's got a lot of work ahead of him. There's no question about that. And for Florida State, now here comes Syracuse. And, you know, I don't know if it's salvageable at this point. I mean, you're just looking to get a W any shape, way, or form. The folks in the desert have you as a favorite.
I wouldn't want to
speak against Syracuse.
But no, wait a second. Did you watch Friday night?
I did.
And
Syracuse played great.
For all the good things Sean Tucker did, 169 yards, 31 carries, kind of buoyed the offense.
Defense continues to play well.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
What Tony White has done defensively with these guys?
Yep.
They bottled up Malik Willis for the most part. Now, Liberty had some explosive plays, and it took an Andre Schmidt field goal at the end. But look here now. We're talking about defense. It continues to make plays. That young corner, Chestnut, played well the other night, I thought. Linebackers are sturdy.
Wes, both those defenses were ranked in the top 10 nationally going into the game. And if you watched what Wake was doing to Virginia, and then you watch what Syracuse did. This was a tremendous win for Dino. And, man, how important was this W, right? Had a shot against Rutgers. Now you take care of business against Liberty. And much like Duke, those were the two teams we talked about coming off last season where you just want to forget about it. Can you get off to a quick start in September? The answer is yes for both of them. And now Syracuse is going to take that defense down to Tallahassee, and you're going to really find out who wants to play football for Florida State.
That's you're going to find out. I mean, if Syracuse wants in the thing, if you want to get in this, now's your time. Jump right on in, because here's the story. You don't have any league wins. It's your first league game.
Right.
So the best time to jump in is right now, because you're at Florida State, then you have Wake and Clemson at home. So if you want to become the story of the league, here's your chance. Here's your door, these next three. And oh, by the way, you go to Virginia Tech and all that, and we can do this, teams can't. But look at the schedule. You want to stun this league, here's your window right here.
And you probably wouldn't have asked for a better start than playing Florida State. I mean, the Noles are 0-4, and like I said, you're going to find out who is in the mood to play some tackle football in Tallahassee on Saturday. I mean, this is time to man up right now when you're 0-4.
Is this one of those kind of bottom four of accounting games for you this weekend?
No question. There's no doubt.
Well, bottom four of your accounting slips?
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I mean, Florida State is 0-4. And like I said, you will find out the character of your football team when you're 0-4.
If I had to ask you at the beginning of the year, who would be 3-1 and who would be 0-4?
Well, I didn't think Syracuse would be 0-4 because they had Albany.
Well, they had Albany, that's right.
So I probably would have gotten that one right.
Orange and Wake Forest, to me, are the two really pleasant surprises. Wake Forest, we thought would be good.
Wait a minute. Hold on. All summer, we looked at Wake's schedule.
Well, we looked at their schedule and said they had a chance to be undefeated.
September 18th, circle. That was Florida State.
That was, yeah.
And we said, if, biggest word in sports, they get by that game, the Swiss could be rolling into late October with a zero. I remember saying
that. I remember that. Yes, we were talking about Virginia, and then you would have Louisville at Syracuse, at Army, and Duke.
I said they could go into November with a zero if they can get by Florida State.
And they did. And then they got by Virginia.
Now they got to figure out how to get by Louisville. But I did not expect Florida State 0-4. That I did not expect.
Right. Nobody I'm kind of pumped for October.
I am too.
Yeah. There's some good football rolling here.
Well, here's the thing about our league. Again, I'm not wasting time on the college football playoff. That all takes care of itself. But the races in our conference, given what NC State did to Clemson Saturday, the Tigers' woes, the unpredictability of the Swiss and BC at undefeated, NC State now feeling like, hey, we've cleared a hurdle. There's a target on our chest. Hmm. The Atlantic race, for the first time, I don't know, in a decade, is going to be interesting, right?
Yeah.
You love seeing interest. It's interesting because Clemson and Florida State have owned it. Clemson recently has owned it. Now, all of a sudden, the Atlantic takes a page from the Coastal, where you kind of go, wow, we got ourselves a race. You know, there's a reason to pay attention on Saturdays in October because, you know what, this is a game we got to win. There are a lot of teams saying that in the Atlantic. Mm-hmm. The Coastal, we're used to it. Fake left, go right. They're good. They stink. Man, they won. We don't know what's going to happen to Coastal. And given the fact that the favorite in the Coastal has already got two losses in the league, now you're really talking about a crazy run. So both the Atlantic and the Coastal are going to give us really fascinating runs to Charlotte. So we'll see where it goes.
Watch his face when I say this. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll show you who FPI favors to win those divisions.
I have a 0.0% interest in the FPI at 9 o'clock.
When we come back, a long and lengthy list greets us for Best of the Weekend. A long list.
Yeah, it's good.
You think WRU's long? Wait till you see this. How about my man Nick Skiba? Just banging field goals. All right, sit tight. Best of the Weekend's next on Packer and Durham's Monday, presented by
Packer and Durham. Here's Mark Packer and Wes Durham.
Packer and Durham on a Monday.
Look at that. Got a little bumper music for Best of the Weekend. Well done by the multiple voices of victory. Multiple voice of victory. Oh, is that Mikey C doing that? On loan from Marty and McGee?
Oh.
We got all of that going. Mikey C, thank you. All right. Best of the weekend?
Let's do it.
Dave Doran, head coach of NC State. Go to the video.
The curse is broken, NC State fans, finally. Finally. Been here 9 years and seen a lot of crazy stuff, and people have talked about it and didn't believe it, but I got to tell you, I think it was real, and it's not there anymore. So we can move on now and be happy about that.
So, that mental hurdle? Well, it might have been for the Wolfpack. I understand it. I get it.
I don't.
Clemson had kind of been that thing in the room.
I don't believe in curses.
I know.
Never have.
So,
but to me, the curse is 1979. I mean, beating Clemson's a great win. I'm not detracting from that. I mean, that they need to get over that hurdle.
Sure.
You want to break the curse, though? Go win a championship.
All right.
I told Dave Doran, you win a championship, we're going to go eat pancakes.
I'm going to ask you this, though. Who's having a better weekend postgame?
Nobody.
Parking lot postgame? Dave Doran? Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody's having a better weekend than Dave Doran in his parking lot postgame. Did you see the way he appeared on the Huddle Kids? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's not one you get in a box of four with a plastic tip on it. That's a real cigar, Coach. Attaboy. Well done.
What do you do? Win the National League West? Huh?
I don't know. Like the color-coordinated solo cups, too. NC State in the top 25.
What do you think was in that solo cup?
Ice. All right.
It starts with good ice.
It does start with good ice. Best of the weekend. Syracuse, fourth quarter goal line stand against the mighty fighting Hugh Freezes.
It was a good game Friday night.
Yeah, it was. Now. Malik Willis, what are you doing here?
Hugh Freeze said, I'm not going to kick that field goal. I don't think they can stop us. And Syracuse said, thank you very much. Yes, we will.
Look at that. Look at this.
Tremendous goal line stand.
Oh, yeah. You kidding me? Then this play here, that's great rally into the football.
And this is the play. Yep. Our ball. Nope. See ya. Orange ball going this way. Great win for Syracuse. Really good.
The Swiss got on the defensive tip. Six sacks of Virginia. We haven't talked enough about Wake on defense. And I'm sorry, Swiss fans. We have not talked enough about your team on the defensive side of the ball.
I mean, they just ambushed them, man. This was a – I had to see it to believe it. Because, like I said, the Hoos don't lose in Charlottesville very often. Wake Forest took them to the woodshed.
Speaking of sacks, maybe we need to order up some credit for Georgia Tech.
Oh.
Sam Howell goes down 8 times in the ball game.
13 tackle for loss, yeah. 7 got bloodied, man. They went after him.
Pack, how much of it do you think was got to have time? You know, it looked like at times he had time to throw the ball, didn't pull the trigger. Then other times he had to get the ball out. He was holding it too long. And then this was occurring too.
This play right here you're going to see later
in
another department.
Bless his heart.
That should have been 7 going the other way.
That's a bless your heart.
But I give Georgia Tech credit, man. They were swarming, no pun intended.
Oh, yeah.
They were really good.
No question.
They really play good football.
You know what? You didn't let Clemson beat you twice.
That's right.
Jeff Collins.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Brandon Sebastian closes another show. He closed the Virginia Tech game in a conference opener a couple of years ago with a pick. Look at this one. I'll take that.
Ball game.
What, could Connor Bazelak throw it?
Yes, he can.
Oh, boy.
He can throw it right to the wrong team.
Well, he threw it to the wrong team.
Yeah. As Jeff Hafley stated afterwards, a wonderful day of football for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. One of the great – Jeff Hafley should be on this list, and
man.
I thought about putting it on there.
You should have.
Because his troll job of Eli Drinkwitz was subtle and absolutely spot on.
That's it.
Really good.
Excellent. Pitt went Boeing 707 on New Hampshire. 707 yards of offense, 77-7, the final at Heinz Field. Good night. And by the way, New Hampshire, not a bad team in the Colonial Athletic Association. I'm telling you, they're top four.
Play dead in the
They're top four, Pack.
Great. They shouldn't be playing these games.
James Madison's a favorite. I don't like
these games.
Delaware?
I'm not going to give any props to
New Hampshire?
Great.
Okay.
Knock your socks. Awesome. Congrats. Take your check and your 67-point loss and go beat Delaware.
Oh.
Please. So I don't have to see it.
Tyler Van Dyke, you make the list. You and Jake Garcia, Miami's backup cubes.
Yeah.
Nice job. 69-0 over Central Connecticut State on Saturday at the Hard Rock.
Ditto. New Hampshire, Central Connecticut. Here's an idea. Hey, New Hampshire, why don't you go schedule Central Connecticut State? Go put that on Sling or Peacock or wherever you can. Local cable access.
How about the ESPN
cable
app?
Access show?
How about the ESPN app pack?
How about I'm not going to watch it? How about that? How about that? I don't even want to talk about it, much less watch it.
All right.
Those games don't do anything for me. Sorry.
I understand.
Entertain me, but not with that garbage.
All right. Nick Skiba. You're on the list for best of the weekend. Sure you are. You know why? College football record for career field goal percentage. And you're Wake's career scoring leader. Bang.
Wake did everything right, man.
You know, let me offer you this, too. Kickers sometimes take a little more heat than necessary, and their successes are not celebrated long term. They're celebrated on Saturday nights or Sunday nights or whenever their team wins. And, like, you know, you get guys that kick field goals to win ball games. Young Wei Koo, for example, yesterday at MetLife Stadium. Let me tell you something.
Had Clemson, if, biggest word in sports, if Clemson would have won that game Saturday, you think we're talking about field goal kickers today? Just asking. Yeah, there's pressure on those guys.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
You know, the long-term successes. Guys who set career scoring records and kick high percentages, they need to be celebrated. Congratulations to Nick Skiba. Gunnar Holmberg, you're on the list, and a good one, too. Back-to-back 300-yard games. First player in Duke history with 300 passing yards and three rushing scores in the same game.
Yeah, I would have lost that bet.
Yeah, no
given
kidding.
Given the days of Steve Spurrier running
Mike
it up
Dunn,
on people.
Mike
those
Dunn.
Guys.
Yeah, Mike Dunn would have been one of those guys.
Yeah, I would have thought that when I saw that stat, that surprised me this week when I saw that one.
Yeah.
Would have lost that bet, too.
Attaboy Gunner. Stay with it, my man.
Well, he's playing well, but he's got the a very upset North Carolina team looking forward to seeing him this weekend.
That might be. Mike Vine to shoot out over there, by the way.
Normally is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of points scored by the winner in that game, it seems.
Usually.
Like. Whether it's 54-50 or whether it's 54-7.
Yeah.
Whoever wins that game normally has a ton of points.
This is one that if you had asked us this question Friday, I don't think we would have said this. I'm not sure we thought anybody would have double-figure receptions, let alone 14 in the State Clemson game. Either school. Right? Because we both thought low score, which it proved to be.
Right.
But Devin Leary and Emeka Emezi, there was just something about this combination. I was listening to Don Munson on the Clemson Sports Network and listening to Gary Hahn driving from Blacksburg back to Charlotte. And it was interesting to hear both networks talk about the way Emezi was finding himself open here, Pac.
And again, this is a great catch here, which you'll see later, by the way. Mm. NC State fans, quit complaining about this. But Emezi was open, and he did a great job. Little curl route.
Understood his place.
And found the seams. Great. I mean, NC State did a brilliant job holding the football, moving the chains. 32 first downs, right? 96 offensive plays, 42 minutes time. Couldn't have scripted any better.
Yeah.
And then Clemson offensively, we've talked about what a train wreck that is. So, perfect scenario.
14 catches, tied for the most in the game against Clemson all time. Baylen Specter of the Tigers. Tigers losing some people. Inventory-wise, Specter had to be the guy. 19 tackles in the ball game for Baylen Specter.
Well, he had 96 opportunities because that's how many times NC State went, hut, hut. I mean, 19's a bunch, but 96 is a really big number.
So, Baylen Specter makes the list for best of the weekend. We're going to finish the football portion of this list with Miami, who set a single-game program record with 739 yards of offense.
I'm not even going to comment.
Okay. Well, here's the other part. Seven Miami players found the end zone for the first time in their career. There's that, too.
Well, you know, if you could schedule these guys 12 times, I like your chances to be 12-0. Now you get Virginia.
Yeah.
Who defensively has got some issues. So, Miami, hey, you should feel good running up and down the field on Central Connecticut State. Let's see if you can do that against Virginia next Thursday, by the way. Thursday is when that game's played.
And the old ACC made it to Wisconsin this weekend,
sure
kids. Because Brooks Koepka and Daniel Berger got paired together by Steve Stricker at the Ryder Cup. And the folks at Whistling Straits knew exactly how to greet them when they got to the first tee.
That was, number one, very funny. The ironic twist of that is those guys go on to win. And Paul Azinger,
I heard what
another
said.
Florida State alum,
yeah.
says that was great because that's Florida State's first win of the season. Paul, don't at me. That was Paul Azinger who said that.
Yeah.
Florida State guy.
Yeah.
But God bless America, right?
They smoked.
Our Linksters were better than the Euros.
And nobody thought they would be.
They were good, man. Yeah. They dominated.
When we come back, best and worst. Oh, we got some of that? Oh, no. What happened here? Oh, no. We're doing it. This poor kid.
The Packer and Durham Podcast. This is the Packer and Durham Podcast.
Packer and Durham. Monday show continues. What do you got over there?
Well, we're getting worse of the weekend here in just a second. You see Chester. I hope he's comfortable.
If you got it, flaunt it.
We got a few things here we need. We're going to get to worst of the weekend in just a second. Andrew from Atlanta has just asked a question on social media. I've been watching the show recently. Thank you. Appreciate your patronage, right?
Of course.
But why is Wake football called the Swiss?
Oh, come on, man.
Every once in a while, we need to remind people.
Wake Forest is loved by all. There are no enemies in this league of Wake Forest. It's like the country Switzerland. Nobody in the world has a problem with Switzerland. Nobody has a problem in the ACC with Wake Forest. You're happy when they win, and when they lose, you're almost like, come on, man, you're the Deeks. We're rooting for you. So, again, Wake doesn't...
They're not your favorite team, unless you are a Wake Forest fan, but around the league, everybody likes Wake Forest.
Yeah, everybody... When Wake's doing well, the rest of the league's like, oh, man, it's cool, man. How about the Deeks, man? The Deeks get the job done. And if you've ever been to their campus, it's beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
Wake Chapel's there. It's a gorgeous campus. The folks that go to school there...
Hall, very beautiful.
It's awesome. It's my city, Winston-Salem.
Well, that's the other reason.
But so that's why Wake's the Swiss. I mean, they're like the neutral party that everybody's happy for their success.
Well, the neutral party's in the top 25 now.
Well, you know, I'm just telling you, as of today, as of September 27th, and I've made a note, I'm going to go find the Swiss flag, and we'll fly it in here. So there you go.
Ooh. Might be number one.
Well, if you're in the mood.
In the accounting.
If you're in the mood, big man,
ooh.
That's tomorrow, accounting.
Yeah, some of you were trying to get us to do accounting today. No.
I was ready.
Nope. Well, we know you're ready. You had to put the ball in front of your new accounting. All right, worst of the weekend.
Yeah, there's some. Unfortunately, but there's good, there's bad.
All right.
We got some.
Virginia fans.
Might go walk the dog.
Sorry. 473 yards. You surrendered to Wake Forest.
Sweet play right here.
And 11 penalties.
Yeah, this was just not good. Undisciplined. Didn't tackle anybody. Just Wake out-schemed them, outplayed them. Just beat them.
Busy night for Dwayne Hite, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And Wake's always got receivers, man. Isn't it amazing how that works? They always got guys who can catch the football. Sam Hartman is just understated, just goes about his business. Everybody else
man,
in the league.
I know that Chapman's a tight end. Here's Blake Whitehart.
Well, you know, Hartman, he's not looking for any hype. He just goes out there and balls. Doesn't make any mistakes.
Oh, how about, you know, Christian Beale Smith? I'm going to run the football with Christian Beale Smith. Here's Ellison.
No, the Deeks, I'm telling you now, Wake Louisville this weekend.
Sneaky.
Team of mystery Sneaky. Against the Swiss.
Oh, it's your kind of game.
It really is.
It's like the Hanna-Barbera game of the week.
It is. It's my kind of game.
All right. Clemson gains just 214 yards of offense, commits 13 penalties against NC State.
You don't think that's very good?
No,
you don't think that's good. No.
Why is it we have either is – oh, my goodness. Jeff Flanagan. I heard Jeff Flanagan's name and voice on that drive more than I wanted to hear, too, Clemson fans, telling me about another penalty.
There was Clemson's
Drake Thomas, friend of the show.
He was on last week, but yeah. That was Clemson's attempt to throw it to the tight end. And by the way, you and I talked about this.
All summer long.
Well, Clemson's tight end room is tremendous, and I don't know where they are. When I watch their games, I'm like, what happened to the tight end?
Is there some sort of international
deal
that they're in witness protection or something?
I don't really understand it because they've got some incredibly gifted tight ends. They don't ever seem to get the ball.
FSU finishes September winless. They are 0-4. Worst start since 1974.
Nothing good about Saturday, Wes. This game was over, and it was over in a hurry. I don't know what to tell you, Florida State. You know, you're favored this week against Syracuse, according to the smart people out in the desert. I would highly suggest you grab one soon, because all of a sudden you start looking down this schedule, Wes, and you start to really honestly ask yourself this question.
Yeah.
Where are the wins? I know there's UMass. Again, I don't know why anybody schedules them. Everybody does, apparently. They must be making a ton of money, UMass. They're getting checks left and right. But
they're an independent.
I get that. Gosh.
All right.
I worry about Florida State. Where are the wins coming from?
All right. Syracuse, you won the game. How can you possibly be on this list?
Easy.
77 yards of passing.
The forward pass.
Garrett Schrader gets the start the other night.
Now, Sean Tucker's having a great season, right?
Yeah.
And I'd give him the ball 50 times if he can run 50 times. But, man, the air game.
By the way, that was open.
Yeah, he was open. But
Alford can run, by the way.
Yeah, he can. But the air attack needs some work.
All right.
I don't care who's playing quarterback.
A couple of the worst on the weekend come from Atlanta, Carolina. Fourth straight loss on the road as a ranked team against an unranked team. That's not a good stat to have.
Tied for the worst in the football bowl subdivision. That factoid right there on the screen. And Georgia Tech, like I said, man, they just look good. And by the way, see that catch right there by Mr. Carter?
Yeah, that's
on
the list.
You're going to see that one again, too.
That's on the list, yeah. That one makes the list, Georgia Tech fans.
Jeff Sims, you see in the end zone there? You're going to see him on our show at 9:15.
That's it. Staying in Atlanta for worst of the weekend, Georgia Tech gets a turnover. And Demetrius Knight looks like he is headed to the east end of the building. There it is. Demetrius
sets
sail.
He's at the 30. He's at the 20. And he's down at the 17. Man alive. Look at the fans in the background. Oh, I felt for him too. In his life, he'll never have an easier touchdown than that.
Yeah, and he knows it too.
Yeah, no question.
Face down, head in hand, the whole bit. Sorry, hey, Demetrius. Your
great team
won
win.
The game.
Yeah, great team win for Georgia Tech.
Worst of the weekend, we'll finish with Clemson. Major injury problem now at Clemson, especially on the defensive front.
Bad week. Had a bad weekend and really a bad week.
Tyler Davis out 2 months, and now Brian Brzee's done for the year.
There's a face mask. We didn't call that one, and that was the play that got Shipley hurt. Man, and once they went, when he walked off, you're thinking he's gone for the year too.
Right. Skalski's out.
Yep, shoulder. A little stinger, never to return. You know, that's right up the middle of your defense too, Wes. You talk about Brzee, Davis, Skalski. You know, Nolan Turner's been out for a while. He's now back.
And Brzee knew it,
and there's
too.
Brzee, yeah.
He knew it.
You can just tell. And given what he's going through with his family and then all of a sudden that deal, oh, my gosh. Tough week.
Tigers also have two losses in September, and from 2015 to 2020, Clemson did not lose a game in August or September.
Well, I say, how many times have the Lodges just lost two games, period?
It's been a while.
I mean, you're just not used to
seeing. They lost two last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, all right.
But they played until January.
Yeah. I mean, they normally pick up that second loss if they're going to get it in January, not in September.
Yeah.
So, different times for Tiger faithful, and it'll be interesting to see what happens Saturday night. Now, I'm telling you, BC's coming in there. They're not afraid of anything.
No.
They thought they should have won the game last year.
And it's their third straight trip
to
Clemson.
Paying property taxes
I think
and picking
Penn down. Also makes a third straight trip to Atlanta this weekend.
Handshakes for everybody. Y'all going to bring that up? You going to bring that up Saturday or not?
After a week of promotion.
Because I am going to talk about it. Because that thing at the end of last year's game, we might need to show that. That was
Frosty.
I'll tell you what that was. That was old school. For all you old folks like us, ACC fans, that was old school.
You're saying we're old?
Yes. That was old school Tobacco Road basketball blow by. That's what that was. I don't particularly care for this. Yeah, great. Good seeing you. Yeah, great. Nice seeing you.
Do you want to say that's like one of those Norman Dean handshakes?
Yes, it was.
Over at William Neal Reynolds Coliseum.
After another tough 2-point loss.
With C.A. Dillon on the PA.
You got it. Now you're starting to connect dots, West Durham. If we go show that from a year ago.
You mean the night Dudley Bradley picked Clyde Austin and dunked it?
I was at that game.
Of course you were.
Man, it was awesome that night.
Kenny Matthews, by the way, had the 2-point shot that would have won the game for NC State.
State was down like 17
the first half. Came back, took the lead. Then Dudley Bradley picked Clyde Austin.
Where my wallet go?
Went down and dunked it.
Gone.
And then NC State actually got a really good look from Kenny Matthews and rimmed out.
Yeah, that was a great game.
But you're talking about the post game. That night. Ooh. That was a drive-by.
Ooh. Wait till we need to get the video of that from last year.
You've already set the table for Saturday at noon.
It's a handshake class.
Yeah, all right. When we come back, though, Power Hour's next. Packers been waiting all week for this, and it's only Monday. FPI has projected both the Coastal and the Atlantic.
Thank God.
After the weekend. We have chaos in the Coastal, and we have anarchy in the Atlantic. Next.
Packer and Durham.